Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
Welcome back as we continue to break down who is Brian Koberger. We're basing this discussion this morning on the writings of Brian Koberger, allegedly back in 2009 on some forums talking about the visual snow and much more beyond that. As if you listen to our first segment, we read some of those posts, some of the larger, more in-depth ones. And it goes beyond the snow. The snow seems to be like the catalyst or the kind of catch-all way of explaining it. But the deep depression, the deep lack of empathy, all those things that he was struggling with back then. It really is sad. Because it seems like he was kind of crying out for some help, not knowing what the hell was going on. And clearly he did not get the help he needed if, in fact, he is behind these crimes. So let's break it all down. Imagine waking up one morning and seeing the world as if you're looking through the static of an old television screen. Not just for a few minutes or after rubbing your eyes. The static becomes your new permanent view of reality. Everything from your morning coffee to the faces of your family members becomes obscured by tiny flickering dots. That's exactly what allegedly happened to Brian Koberger on September 21st of 2009. Brian, at this point, was just a teenager. One day he was experiencing life like everyone else. The next, his world, according to him, allegedly, had turned into an endless fuzzy broadcast. Doctors have a name for this bizarre condition, visual snow syndrome. But knowing what it's called doesn't exactly fix the problem. Visual snow isn't just annoying, it is debilitating. Imagine trying to concentrate on a math test while someone else waves a flickering flashlight in front of your eyes. Now imagine living every single day, every single moment of your life like that. In those early days, after his symptoms appeared, Brian started sharing his experiences online. He posted in forums dedicated to visual snow syndrome, and those posts read like a journal of mounting frustration and despair. At first, he simply talked about how hard it was to remember things, everything from recent events to memories of his childhood. The static, it seemed, wasn't just clouding his vision, it was blanketing his brain. Something in smothering his ability to connect with who he was before. In one post, he wrote about feeling like a blank soul, someone disconnected from his past and unable to conjure up the warmth of a happy memory. Imagine looking back at photos from your childhood and feeling absolutely nothing. No nostalgia, not joy, not even sadness, just a flat, empty detachment. That's how Brian described his day-to-day existence after visual snow set in. He began to envy everyone around him, even strangers, for their ability to experience life normally. People laughing, chatting, reminiscing about good times, it all felt impossibly distant, almost cruel, because Brian allegedly simply couldn't access those emotions anymore. This detachment, it turned out, wasn't limited to just memories. Over the months that followed, Brian described an increasing emotional numbness spreading throughout him. Think of emotional numbness as trying to watch your favorite movie through a thick pane of frosted glass. You know it's happening, but you can't feel any of it. Brian was experiencing life at arm's length, and he couldn't close the gap. It wasn't long before this numbness morphed into a more profound state of confusion and anxiety. With visual snow came other symptoms too. Brian began describing constant ringing in his ears, known as tinnitus, a noise that never faded, never quieted, never gave him a break. Imagine trying to fall asleep with a malfunctioning smoke detector chirping continuously in the background every single night. You can't replace the battery. The relentless static in his eyes and the endless ringing in the ears made concentration almost impossible. For a teenager trying to function in school and at home, these distractions were catastrophic. Brian also described a growing sense of anxiety. But this wasn't just nervousness. It was an existential unease. He wrote posts asking if anyone else felt like life had suddenly become unreal, almost dreamlike. He felt less like a participant in his own life and more like someone passively watching from a distance, disconnected, detached, and increasingly alone. While his peers were out socializing, dating, enjoying their teenage years, Brian was online trying to understand why the basic act of perceiving reality had become impossible for him. As time went on, Brian's tone grew darker. He didn't just describe visual snow anymore. He started sharing deeper insights about himself, and none of them were encouraging. He wondered openly if he was going crazy. He admitted to feeling a sense of despair so strong that he questioned whether life was even worth living anymore. His post reflected a deepening spiral. His condition had stolen his clarity, his emotional connection, and now it was beginning to erode his very sense of self. His family relationships weren't spared either. Brian admitted that his emotional numbness was causing him to lash out or treat family members coldly, without remorse. He described himself bluntly and harshly, labeling himself as a cruel or unfeeling person. The honesty was raw and unsettling. I mean, imagine recognizing that your personality had fundamentally changed, that you became someone you yourself wouldn't like, and having no power or even motivation to fix it. This is where Brian found himself, watching helplessly as a person he used to be faded into static. He tried desperately to remedy the situation. He experimented with migraine medications, hoping to find something, anything, to silence the static and reclaim his mind. But this attempt at self-medication quickly turned dangerous. Brian shared openly about overdosing, nearly dying on two separate occasions. These weren't just desperate cries for help. They were alarm bells, clear indicators that his struggle was turning life-threatening. But even after these close calls, his symptoms persisted, seemingly relentless, leaving Brian trapped and hopeless. Reading Brian's posts during this period is like following a heartbreaking descent into an emotional void. Each update revealed a young man increasingly isolated, increasingly frustrated, and increasingly hopeless. Visual snow had initially seemed like an annoyance, then it became a disability, and finally it became the lens through which Brian saw himself as broken, unreal, and unfixable. This foundational disruption wasn't just psychological, it set the stage for a profound emotional unraveling. Brian, who once might have been a typical teenager with typical teenage dreams, found himself confronting a bleak, distorted reflection of himself. He wasn't just separated from the joys of daily life, he was utterly estranged from them. His visual snow didn't just distort the world around him, it distorted the very way he felt about himself and others, creating a ripple effect that would eventually have deep and disturbing implications. By the end of this early period, around 2011, Brian's post showed that he'd reached a crucial turning point. The young man who began as simply confused and frightened had become profoundly disconnected and emotionally hollow. The static that had overtaken his vision had now permeated his personality, erasing the normal emotional responses most people rely on to navigate daily life. Brian's descriptions of himself no longer resembled a teenager grappling with a mysterious medical condition. They hinted at someone whose very sense of humanity was slipping away. And yet this was only the beginning. What started as a puzzling, troubling medical condition had become the catalyst for something darker and far more complex. Brian's early experiences of the visual snow syndrome had shaken the foundations of his emotional stability, creating fractures that widened steadily. It was clear from his online posts that these cracks weren't just surface-level disturbances. They were forming a deeper, more troubling pattern, one that would soon begin to unravel even further. By mid-2011, Brian's online post took a notably darker turn and a bleaker note. He was no longer just sharing symptoms or describing odd sensations. He began articulating a worldview that was starkly nihilistic and deeply detached. The Brian who once expressed anxiety and sadness was giving way to someone who felt next to nothing at all, and this numbness wasn't just limited to emotions. It extended to how he viewed everyone around him. In one strikingly raw and disturbing post, Brian describes himself and others simply as organic sacks of meat, essentially stripping away any sense of humanity or meaning from life. It wasn't a poetic metaphor or a dramatic exaggeration. It reflected how he genuinely perceived existence. Picture seeing friends or family members not as living, breathing people with feelings and desires, but as objects. Cold, mechanical beings without purpose or importance. It was an alarming statement, revealing a deep internal crisis and a profound detachment from basic human connection. This nihilistic outlook extended to Brian's interactions at home. He acknowledged openly that his emotional numbness had begun to impact how he treated his family, not just passively, but actively. He admitted to being cruel or cold towards them. Perhaps most troubling of all, he stated he felt no remorse about it. Brian wasn't describing anger, frustration, or teenage rebellion. He was describing emptiness. It wasn't personal animosity driving any of his actions. It was the absence of any emotion whatsoever. Imagine standing in front of a room full of people you love, parents, siblings, relatives, and feeling nothing, as if they were strangers. It's not that you don't care. It's that the emotional wiring connecting you to these people is simply shut off, leaving you numb and indifferent. Brian described precisely this sensation, speaking matter-of-factly about his lack of empathy and concern, recognizing intellectually that he should feel something, but unable to access those feelings anymore. For him, human relationships had lost their texture, their warmth. He even might recognize a smile, a laugh, or even tears on someone's face, but the meaning behind those expressions was lost to him. The escalating detachment didn't stop at family dynamics. Brian openly acknowledged increasing troubles throughout his life, thoughts of self-harm, suicide. His earlier expressions of frustration and distress had turned far darker, becoming active thoughts of ending his own life. Brian revealed that he had twice overdosed on migraine medication, each time pushing himself dangerously close to death. These incidents weren't vague or uncertain cries for help. They were clear, documented actions indicating his impulsivity and desperation. He survived these episodes, but his posts describing them were eerily full of chilling calmness. When you take everything Brian Koberger himself described, his profound detachment, severe depersonalization, and inability to connect emotionally, it paints a chilling psychological profile, especially when you consider the brutal crimes he's accused of. This wasn't a typical troubled teenager trying to find his place. These posts show someone gradually losing the basic emotional wiring that makes us human. I mean, think about it. Brian consistently described a reality where he couldn't feel anything, no sadness, joy, love, or fear. To Brian, the world and everyone in it had become flat, unreal, and meaningless. This type of extreme emotional numbness isn't just uncomfortable. Psychologists often see it as dangerously destabilizing. The sort of numbness that can push someone to desperately seek out intense experiences, anything at all, just to break through the wall of emotional emptiness. Killers, especially those with profiles similar to Brian's documented psychological traits, frequently admit they commit violent acts just to feel something. They're trying to crack through their numbness to experience even the smallest hint of real sensation. Brian's repeated complaints of feeling utterly empty, unable to engage or feel genuine emotions, aligns disturbingly with exactly this kind of psychological desperation. This deep internal emptiness, combined with Brian's objectification of others as mere organic sacks of meat, provides a direct psychological pathway to the type of violence he allegedly committed. If he genuinely viewed people, including himself, as meaningless biological objects, it drastically lowers a psychological barrier against causing severe harm. When a person perceives others as disposable or worthless, violent fantasies or even actions become significantly more psychologically accessible. Let's apply that directly to Brian's alleged targeting of the victims in the Idaho case. Young women, vibrant and engaged in life, often symbolize everything someone in Brian's described psychological state might envy or crave, yet be unable to truly experience. From what we know publicly, these girls represent a joy, friendship, community, and emotional connection, all things Brian explicitly said he couldn't feel or access. In essence, these victims may have symbolized what Brian was desperately missing. Life itself, this kind of fixation, allegedly obsessing over individuals who possess the emotions or connections he cannot access, is consistent with known criminal psychology. Many offenders choose victims precisely because the victims represent qualities or experiences the other desperately wants but feels excluded from. They may become symbols, living embodiments of everything the perpetrator cannot have or feel. Given Brian's alleged detailed admissions of being emotionally isolated and profoundly alienated, it's entirely plausible he could have become fixated on these young women precisely because they represented what he was missing: their happiness, relationships, laughter, emotional bonds. Stands in stark contrast to his own inner emptiness, potentially fueling a twisted obsession. It's a well-documented psychological pattern: envy morphing into fixation and fixation spiraling into violent action, all in a distorted attempt to feel something intense, even if destructive. Moreover, Brian openly admitted to extreme social isolation, a condition frequently cited by criminal psychologists as a significant risk factor for violent behavior. Isolation often prevents emotional accountability. There's no one to challenge distorted perceptions, no voices to balance dangerous ideas. With Brian isolated and trapped inside his own detached reality, a fantasy of or obsession with specific individuals could easily intensify unchecked. There's also the important matter of his documented impulsivity and suicidal behavior. These posts are Brian's. He reveals repeated self-destructive attempts, overdosing without hesitation or apparent regret. In forensic psychology, a willingness to risk one's own life correlates strongly with willingness to risk or take others' lives. It signals a diminished capacity for fear, guilt, or remorse, key emotional breaks that typically prevent violent acts. If Brian truly had lost emotional connections to life itself, the prospect of harming someone else might not feel morally or emotionally significant to him. With internal moral boundaries weakened or completely dissolved, acts of violence could represent a twisted attempt at feeling power, control, or simply breaking through the relentless numbness. The act itself, in his distorted perception, might have represented a desperate attempt to regain sensation, to momentarily shatter the numbness, even if through horrific means. Consider this scenario, based entirely on what Brian allegedly himself described. He might have fixated on these particular victims, not randomly, but because their very existence stood as a cruel reminder of everything he could not feel or experience. All of the happiness, the emotions, the connections, the richness of life could have amplified his resentment of desperation, consciously or subconsciously pushing him towards violent actions as a warped means of engagement. Serial killers and violent offenders frequently describe crimes as desperate attempts to break free from emotional numbness or to achieve some kind of connection, even if perverse, with their victims. It's a horrifying reality, but documented psychological truth. Sometimes the violence itself is that attempt to feel alive. Is that what happened here with Brian Koberger? Is that what he was going through with the visual snow? This pathway from emotional numbness, isolation, and objectification of human life. Does it link directly to the disturbing crimes he's accused of committing? I guess that's the question that we have to ask ourselves. And the question you can answer in the comments. So I'm curious to get your thoughts now that we've really broken down the details of those old writings that are allegedly him. With what we know today about these crimes, about the cold, callous, calculated nature of those crimes. And about what we know about him from accounts of people who worked with him or people who dated him or people who were in his classrooms. Sounds like an earlier, like a later version of this guy, the one that was talking about this stuff as a teenager. Just a little more comfortable in his skin. However that would be. Let me know in the comments what you think. Would love to hear it if you're listening in the podcast platforms. Check out our YouTube channel. You can comment there and interact, and vice versa. If you're listening to us, check out YouTube. If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to the podcast channel as well, so you don't miss any of the cases that we cover for you right here, including a lot on this, because we're going to keep digging into it from every standpoint we can. Trying to understand and break all of this down for you. Press subscribe. My name is Tony Bruschi, and thank you so much for listening and watching.
The latest true crime stories, expert breakdowns, and shocking twists all in one place. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NoCD.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.